Well, thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. It's a great honor for me to be here. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. It is my very great pleasure to introduce you to the program plan for sub-program 3 of the Division on International Trade and Commodities. So let me start by reminding us DITC's guiding objective as formulated in its draft program plan for 2026. And this is to ensure that international trade and commodities enable the economic diversification, sustainable and resilient economy, and multilateralism transformations needed to create a more inclusive, resilient, sustainable, and prosperous world through the participation of all member states. So as you can see in the screen, we are showing the Bridgetown Covenants that identifies the 4 key transformations. The last column on the screen displays elements of DITC strategies that follow each one of the transformations. Now, the objective to which this subprogram contributes is to ensure that international trade and commodities enable the economic diversification, sustainable and resilient economy, and multilateralism transformations needed to create a more inclusive, resilient, sustainable, and prosperous world through the participation of all member states. At the September session of the Working Party, member states chose as new planned result for 2026, enhanced capacity of member states to harness critical energy transition minerals for sustainable development through benefit sharing, value addition, and economic diversification. This is shown here on your screen in the middle of the table, the middle column. Member states laid out the performance measures for 2026 as indicated here. And this is on the last column that you see here on the screen. It says at least 2 additional countries adopt, revise, or implement policies for harnessing critical energy transition minerals for sustainable development in line with recommendations of the UN Secretary General Panel on CETMs. I am really happy to share with you today that we have secured funding to begin supporting countries in identifying and implementing measures to leverage their CETMs for development. The new result that the sub-program has chosen to highlight as a one-off for 2024 relates to the improvement of competition and consumer laws and policies. Originally, this was proposed as one of the 3 new highlighted results. And while member states were more strongly in favor of the inclusion of a result on critical energy transition minerals, the positive feedback received during the last session of the Working Party has warranted the inclusion and further highlighting of this work. This result relates to the transformation in the Bridgetown Covenant on transforming economies through diversification and on transforming multilateralism. I would like to mention that we reflect our support to Portuguese-speaking countries in terms of developing a legal framework for fair competition in Timor-Leste, as you can see here on the screen, enhanced cross-border collaboration and enforcement capacity of Portuguese-speaking member states through 7 bilateral competition memoranda of understanding, revised competition and consumer protection legal frameworks, and increased collaboration among African regional organizations on competition and consumer protection policies. Now, regarding the continued results of this subprogram. For result one, we have the following. Relating to enhancing policy making and increasing data capacities in services trade, the subprogram only partially attained its planned performance measure for 2024 of at least three additional countries adopt, revise, or implement services trade-related policies informed by better data collection and use. I want to mention to you that we did manage to implement services trade policies informed by better data in Iraq and Uzbekistan. However, due to security reasons, we were not able to deliver our planned work with the State of Palestine, even though this work continued until the last quarter of 2023. With respect to the planned measures of 2025 and 2026, the sub-program is confident of meeting its targets, as these outputs will be related to ongoing activities with several member states across the CARICOM region. Now, let me move to result two. Regarding implementation of nationally determined contributions to trade policies for developing countries, the performance measure for 2024 was met, as both recommendations on trade-related measures for reducing greenhouse gas emissions in nationally determined contributions and a framework for the increased use of trade measures in nationally determined contributions were made available to our member states. The newly proposed 2026 outputs for this measure are twice the number of 2025, comprising two member states increasing integration and 200 policymakers receiving training and capacity building. Under somehow difficult circumstances, the sub-program has continued to deliver its planned outputs. I would like to mention particularly that the number of days of technical cooperation and capacity building activities has exceeded the 2024 planned target. Historically, and in order to take into account the variability of XB funding availability, the SOP program has always been conservative in its forecast for this area. In recent years, it has consistently exceeded the target. But for 2024, due to low resource availability, the target has been exceeded by the smallest amount since 2018. On publications, the subprogram has been working to dramatically reduce the number of publications from 48 delivered in 2019 in order to ensure higher quality and more timely delivery to maximize the effectiveness of the efforts made by staff members in producing these documents for the use of member states. The higher number of technical materials in 2024 relates to the delivery of the reports of the newly established working groups on competition and consumer protection. I thank you very much, and please let me know if you have any questions that I will be very happy to answer. Thank you, President.